Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Matt Marinovich, and for the new season of Murder Homes, I have found homes whose stories are just a little bit darker. We'll talk to a prisoner convicted of first-degree murder, follow a crime scene cleanup crew to a horrific tragedy, take a road trip to a bucolic summer camp in upstate New York, where a preacher buried the bodies of his adoring disciples, and bring you face to face with one of the most unlikely killers of all. You can get 100% ad-free exclusive bonus content, including access to early episodes of Murder Homes, by subscribing to the iHeart True Crime Plus channel today. Available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Listen to Murder Homes Season 2 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you, Hillary Gamm with us, her book, Billions Lost. She is also the co-founder of the American Workers Coalition. We'll talk about that in a moment, explain what that is all about. So Hillary, in terms of these tech companies, in your opinion, at what point do they have the right to or the need to school what is put on social networking platforms?
Ooh, good question. Well, I think that social platforms now have become a mass communicator. And as your earlier guest indicated, President Trump's got a lot of sway on Twitter, right?
He's probably,
I would think, I mean, with 80 million, he's probably one of the biggest, Twitter groups, Twitter individuals out there in terms of the number of followers. And so it's very hard for me to understand how individuals, exercising free speech could be stamped out by companies, social media companies. I don't see how they should be policing, free speech on the internet.
As long as they're not profane and, as you said, child porn and stuff like that.
Yeah, and inciting violence or riots. Yes.
Right. Yeah, they're not saying go out and kill people and do this. If they are, yank them.
Right, but I'll give you an example. One very good example happened today. I heard one of the CEOs of one of the largest social networking platforms that we have in the United States talk about how they shut down the president of Brazil because he was saying that there were studies, medical studies, that showed that hydroxychloroquine was effective in early treatment.
Oh, yeah, they're yanking that off all over the place.
But what was very interesting was that, his justification was they were saying that, and that was somehow not true. But, I live in Connecticut, and this week in Connecticut, the Yale head epidemiologist came out with a study, two clinical trials that said exactly the same thing. So there's a situation where, there might be different points of view, and I think science is based on that, right? That's what science is. It's
exactly.
Always varying different points of
view. But you put something on about COVID-19 that they don't like. They take it off. They wipe it off instantly. It's gone. It's almost like they've got 25 people simply just reading people's posts, and they see COVID-19 pop up. They take it off.
Yeah, and did you hear, I'm sure you did, but you heard there were the physicians who were in, they had their ER practice and they put something up and they had their opinion, and they were shut down immediately as soon as it was highlighted. And that's the kind of thing that really has to stop. I mean, that's
too much. That's blatant.
Yeah, it really is. It's too much, right? It's just not American.
That's blatant. Well, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19, then we'll get into your American Workers Coalition and how you formed that. But COVID-19 has cost us 40 million jobs already. You're an expert on jobs. Are we going to get them back?
Well, let me tell you, I certainly hope so. So let's remember, if we can, that I have always been this huge proponent of remote workforces, a vibrant domestic remote workforce. And why is that? That's because we have a huge country full of awesome, educated, intelligent, willing people who want to work. And they have computers, and they speak English. They were raised in the United States. They understand our laws and our processes. They understand how businesses run. They understand how people communicate and how commerce is conducted in the United States. So they should be our first line of workers in every possible instance where we can hire them. And so what the pandemic has done from a good perspective is it's shown these corporations and the executives at these corporations that they can, in fact, have a viable remote workforce. They can give people the flexibility to be caregivers of either elderly parents or young children or individuals with disabilities, or they can give people part-time work or full-time work and allow them the flexibility to work from home and from the office. So those are the good things that came out of the pandemic, this understanding that we can successfully engage American citizens to work remotely and be contributing members of society. What scares me, however, though, is over the past 20 years, technology has enabled the outsourcing craze, which has led 20 million jobs from the U.S. economy.
Oh, my God.
And that's because of the insatiable desire for cheap foreign labor to basically go unabated through offshoring and outsourcing, rather than hiring Americans. And so what I fear and what I'm concerned about is that with this remote, you know, kind of epiphany, that we ensure that President Trump and his administration recognize that we have to stem outsourcing and offshoring. We have to create some data must-stay laws. We need to bring our data home. We need to bring our jobs home, and the data that's here in the U.S. needs to stay in the U.S. And President Trump and his administration are very keen on fair trade. Well, India and China both have laws that keep their data in their countries. So does the EU, and so does Australia. Now, it benefits global big tech corporations to allow data to flow freely, to let your personal data, your health data, your financial data, and their company data to flow all over the world so that they can hire cheap labor in the Philippines to take customer service calls. And they can hire cheap labor in India to do coding that potentially isn't the highest quality. And so with this new remote workforce awakening in the U.S., we need to keep our jobs domestic, and we need to bring our jobs home. 20 million jobs outside the U.S. due to outsourcing and offshoring. Even if we just brought a fraction of those back and gave them to people living so they could work in the Midwest, you know, not necessarily in these big cities, we would see the American economy come back.
We're still 20 million short, though, Hillary.
We are, but you know what? If we give Americans jobs, then Americans will grow our economy. The reason that the middle class is being hollowed out is because we have educated American citizens who are losing their jobs, and then they have an inability to contribute to society and be consumers and send their kids to college and go on vacation and buy new cars and buy a home. You know, one of the things I hope we get to talk about is, you know, this American Workers Coalition, but one of the candidates, Lauren Witzke, who's running for Senate in the state of Delaware, is a lovely young woman, and she very articulately explains that her generation of Americans, the millennials, they can't afford housing. They don't get married, and they don't have kids. And that's the hollowing out of these educated Americans who go to college and then are denied access and opportunity to our jobs. that are crippling our economy and crippling our democracy. And that's what we need to reverse. That's the focus.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Matt Marinovich, and for the new season of Murder Homes, I have found homes whose stories are just a little bit darker. We'll talk to a prisoner convicted of first-degree murder, follow a crime scene cleanup crew to a horrific tragedy, take a road trip to a bucolic summer camp in upstate New York, where a preacher buried the bodies of his adoring disciples, and bring you face-to-face with one of the most unlikely killers of all. You can get 100% ad-free exclusive bonus content, including access to early episodes of Murder Homes, by subscribing to the iHeart True Crime Plus channel today. Available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Listen to Murder Homes Season 2 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.